All right, we'll move along to Oregon coach Chip Kelly. The Ducks are at home taking on Colorado this weekend. Coach is online, and we'll go ahead and take questions.
The first question comes from Dan Harrelson, Inside College Football.
Hey, Coach. Through seven games, kind of talk about this team. Do you think they're more focused and determined to make a national championship game run, kind of like compared to your 2010 national championship game team? Do you think they're on par with that team, or do you think they're more focused?
No, I mean, we just take it one game at a time, and I know that sounds cliche to people, but that's all we're really concerned with. What's going to go on in December or where we play, if we have an opportunity to play in January, means nothing if we don't go focus on our next game. So that's really all I can talk about is, you know, just the next one up. You know, I think the teams that get sidetracked and start talking about, you know, we want to play in this game, we want to play in that game, don't take care of business in the present. For us, we're always going to be in the present.
Good luck Saturday, Coach.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Adam Gorney, Rivals.com.
Hey, Chip, what's your philosophy on uncommitted guys taking other official visits? Do you discourage it as much as possible, or is it something that you basically have to do to make sure guys aren't poached from your commit list?
No, we talk to our guys about what a commitment is, and if, you know, you're going to make a commitment to you, it's the same thing as us not pulling a scholarship when you make a commitment to us. So there's got to be a two-way street. But I think our players understand what being committed means here.
Your next question comes from Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Chip, what are some of the things that concern you about Colorado when you look at them on film?
I think, obviously, offensively, really impressed with Nick Casa at tight end. Big, kind of a matchup problem, just because he's so big and physical, and he's athletic, you know, and he's really, I think, emerging because they moved him there. You know, last week in the SC game, they ran 85 plays on offense and moved the ball at times. But then, you know, SC kind of bowed their back in the red zone on them. So obviously they can move the football on people in terms of getting the ball up and down the field. So, you know, you got to be I think they have a good attack. You know, they mix in the screen game with the power running game and then run some spread things. So they're kind of multiple on the offensive side of the ball. So from a defensive standpoint, those are the things that concern you. And then defensively, they play hard, and I think John's got them playing. He's got a lot of young guys that I think are going to make some mistakes at times, but they play hard. And when you get a team that plays hard, and if the ball bounces the right way, good things are going to happen for them.
And I know you've talked about your confidence in the consistency of your team's approach, but you wouldn't know really how they'd react to this game on Monday. What did you see out of them Monday? Do you feel like that this is the same, as you say, focus team on the immediate Super Bowl at hand?
It really was. They you know, you're always concerned as a coach. You know, we practiced on Friday after the Arizona State game, and they had Saturday and Sunday off. And you always, when you're not around them, you know, what are we going to get when they get back? But Monday, and then we just got off the practice field today, they were extremely focused. You know, we have a standard and a vision of what this thing's supposed to look like. And at least these 2 days in practice, it's been that way. You know, we still got, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday to go. But for these 2 days, I've been real pleased with how they practiced.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Ted.
Any other questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, Chip, perfect. Thanks,
appreciate it. Appreciate it, buddy.